This is CliffCentral.com.
They so mad. They so mad at football.
Yo, what's up? It's AK, half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice. Welcome to the Curve Corner. We out here again doing the baddest of the baddest. I'm with Nolutando Nkosi. What's up, girl? How you
doing?
Hey,
everyone. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm excellent.
We've got a very interesting topic this morning.
Oh, yeah? What are we talking about? I'm so excited. I saw it on Twitter. Hey?
Well, today we are talking about fetishes, fantasies, and perversions.
Oh, yeah. I like the perversions part.
It's going to be a lit show.
Is it lit?
Yeah. So it's no holds bars. We're talking about everything that everyone has conversations about behind the scenes.
Closed doors, when you're drunk.
Yeah. But no one really talks about it during the people.
Okay, so we're talking about it during the people today.
Yeah, so we're talking about it during the people, yeah.
Yeah. And we've got some special voice notes from people that have sent through their thoughts on the subject, which is absolutely fantastic. We can't wait to play those on. So everybody, we hope you'll enjoy the show.
Of course they'll enjoy the show. Do we ever have a bad show?
We never have a bad show. Send us your tweets, send us your voice notes on 0797482090. We're talking sexual fantasies, we're talking perversions and also fetishes.
And since everyone likes being anonymous, we give you the platform to be anonymous. Yeah, you don't have to.
Just don't say your name.
I don't think just send us a voice note.
Oh, no, I'm anonymous. You know, I think if you just don't say your name, it, you know, goes without saying that you're anonymous. Don't be mad. Yo, that was a dope song, though. That was dope. Daniel Marvin, shout out. You know. So now, I was reading an article about sexual fantasies and things like that, right? And apparently there's these five top-of-the-line sexual fantasies that most couples have, because I think we're a couple and we're trying to explore
our sexuality. So this is after the conversations and we have the fantasies together?
Well, not generally speaking.
Individuals.
Yeah, individuals, but you know, they're in a couple, because after a while, some things get stale, apparently. I don't know. They say so. You know, so with the staleness, people want to explore things, you know?
Yeah.
Top of the list. Number one is domination.
Okay.
So it turns out people like
being dominated.
Yeah.
Being dominated or dominating?
Both.
Okay.
Both. It depends whether you're a giver or a taker, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Are you a pitcher or a catcher? Hey? What do you think? Would you pitch or catch? Dominate or be dominated?
I think I it would depend on the day.
Yeah.
I guess try anything once, right? Before you have.
There we go. I like that. Try anything once.
I think you have to. You have to try something at least once before you have a real opinion on it.
I don't know. I don't have to suck a nigga's dick to know that I don't like sucking dick. Do you know what I mean? So I don't need to try that.
Okay.
Second on the list is being a visual delight. Let's see what it says here. Doing it in front of a mirror or something like that. Is that also a thing?
I mean, does that include like an audience?
No. Just you and your partner. And
does that include taping?
No.
Just
taping is like
here and now.
It's like third on the list.
So that's just mirror then.
Yeah, it's just mirror. It's okay. Just mirror sex and just watching yourself, you know, move in.
I don't know. I think that's weird. It's like hearing my own voice. You know, sometimes have you ever tried to listen to yourself?
Yeah, I hate it.
Do you find it weird sometimes?
Yeah, it's totally weird.
I think it would be the same thing with a mirror.
You think so?
I've
tried that mirror shit. I like it.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
We've got a special visitor in the his ass. She a little shadow. You know, we'll let her slide for now. You know, third on the list is recording the action. Have you ever recorded?
No.
You lie.
Oh yeah, no, I'm lying.
You're lying.
I have, yeah.
Everybody's recording.
How do you know that when Andy?
Because I'm just saying, everybody records.
No.
Oh, you got a voice now. I was just saying, everybody got to try it at least once. So I grew up watching like porn, right? And you know, I know we're not supposed to say that because it's like, oh no, porn flick, it's R18 or whatever.
And there you are, you're 12.
Yeah, yeah. We're out there 12 years old and you're getting these tapes. And I freaking thought that all my sexual experiences will be exactly like in the porn flicks.
Oh, poor girls.
Turns out that's all a lie.
Of course.
You know, but I've picked up, you know, quite a lot of things that I've wanted to try.
Yeah.
Like in my brain, it's created all these things that I'm like, you know, when I grow up, I want to try these things. And one of them has been a three-way.
Okay.
Right? Now, I'm like, yo, you know, I want to try a three-way. But the more I grow up,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, but how is this thing going to work? Yeah. Because
it's tricky.
There's only one of me and
two of them.
Yeah, and two of them. Where do I focus? It's just so confusing.
Yeah.
You know? And the older
and
emoji
two
I get,
of them, you're talking two women and not
two women. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about a devil's three way.
Okay.
Yeah. Devil's three way is a different story.
Yeah.
For me, the devil's three way actually kind of, for those who don't know what a devil's three way is, it's two dudes and one girl.
Yeah.
Right? Now, devil's three way makes so much more sense. It's just the whole thing about the eye contact with the other dude now. Because I'm out there smashing. I don't want to look in another dude's eyes, right? And I'm like, yo, I'm huffing and puffing. And I'm just like, yo, this is going down, boy. And then this nigga looks at me. Or he grunts or some shit. Like, because he's getting his action as well, right? And he's like, oh, God.
But looking straight at you.
Yeah. And he's looking straight at me. No, that's a
bit
weird.
That's Dutch Town, yeah.
Hey?
That's, yeah.
Did you guys ever watch porn growing up?
Not really.
Hey?
Not really. Mm-mm.
You never watch porn?
No.
Hey?
No.
At all?
Well, not at all. But like it's...
You watched that Emmanuel show, right?
Yeah, but I couldn't... Butterscotch. It was like... I don't know what Butterscotch is. I know what Emmanuel is.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was...
played after Emmanuel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it get more hectic?
No. It was this naked lady. She used to have sex with a ghost.
Listen, I'm a storyline kind of girl. So I would watch these things and I'd go... This is horrible.
Yeah, but like old school porn had a story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I didn't go that far back. Literally, my first experience with porn was Emmanuel.
Okay.
So I was like...
And that's like soft porn.
And then this girl just what? She gets into a room and then all of a sudden then she's naked and then I'm like... Yeah.
That's how I thought I was going to lose my virginity. I thought it was going to happen at school, right? So I was
what?
Like... Yeah, because I had seen so much porn, right, with... I'm stuck in the class because I've got detention, right?
Yeah, and I'm all alone.
And my teacher is just so hot. And I'm just doing my homework there and she touches me and next thing you know, it's on.
Oh my goodness.
You know, that's what I thought my first experience was going to be. Turns out it was traumatic.
Yeah.
I was a bit young for my first time, but... You know, still a bit traumatized.
Wow, okay.
What
sorry
happened
about that?
Hey?
What happened?
Oh, look, you know, there's some things you don't expect as a kid, you know? Especially because...
like how real everything is.
Yeah.
And that it's not
and,
as...
And then there's smells and these things, yeah. You know, and like juices and all of that. You know, but in any case...
wow.
It's just traumatic.
Graphic. Okay.
But it's nice. Sex must be like the nastiest thing in the world that we
disgusting.
All do. And enjoy doing it,
yeah.
Knowing full well that it's nasty.
Yeah, that's just one of those things.
It's just disgusting.
Just don't get into your head and think about everything that needs to go on. Just get it done.
So what do you think is the weirdest thing people do?
I have...
In terms of fetishes. What's the weirdest thing you've heard or read about or whatever?
Lately, everyone turns everything into a fetish. So
like what?
I don't know. Like
getting your finger stuck up. The ass or something like that's
yeah you see I wouldn't do
in
stuff.
Your booty hole.
I wouldn't do stuff like that because I'm scared I'm gonna come back with stuff. Do you
fingers
know
in
I
your
mean?
Booty hole
like
look Kanye
me,
like fingers
really...
in your booty hole. Okay, what's her name, Amber Rose, told us that Kanye like fingers in his booty hole.
Yeah,
so it must
I
be a cool thing to
maybe
do.
I'm an overthinker when it comes to that, so okay. I'm just like, hey, I know what comes out of there, so I'm not trying to have okay. my finger come out with
so
what
you'd,
should
you'd
be
never try
out.
Anal.
No.
Okay. That was hesitation there. Doggy. Some anal action there.
Nope.
Hey?
No, I haven't.
You've never tried anal. Okay. But would you try it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just don't have a big dick when you do it. Like,
whoa, try anything at least once. Huh?
Yeah.
I'd try it, but yeah. I don't
just
know.
Try it.
Yeah.
But look, fetishes evolve, right? I think back in the day, like it's what we were talking about the other day, where it's... back in the day, what is a fetish now, or what was a fetish then, is normal now.
Yeah.
You know, in my day, even giving a blowjob was taboo. You know, it was like, oh my
God. Was this, like 1962?
No, man. Come on.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Like, I mean, in terms of when we went to high school. Yeah. So this is, what, the 90s? Like, when did I go? No, it's not even the 90s.
Like high school? Are you talking about high school?
Maybe primary school, high school.
Okay.
Early.
Kids are giving blowjobs in primary school.
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow. Really?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, really. It's a real thing.
It's a thing.
But I mean, so early primary school, I'm talking, what, early 2000s?
Is that early primary school for you?
Sorry, early high school.
Oh.
Yeah, because that...
Oh, I was like, hey, maybe let's stop having this conversation. Hey?
And what we considered freaky or naughty or, ooh, this girl has been out there,
yeah,
is what's very normal today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So people... like me are viewed as abokoko, people who are really boring,
yeah,
because
you don't do anything.
Oh, you're so boring.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'll keep
so
my
be it.
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. Yeah. You know,
so
not to say I won't try anything, but it's not like anything goes kind of thing.
So there's this weird fetish, right? It's called nasolingus.
What?
Arousal to sucking on a person's nose.
No, yeah. Why?
Yep.
What
yep,
is that?
Yep.
A
yep,
nose
yep.
Where snot comes out? Like yep. that very nose?
That very nose. There's some weird people out here. You know, there's arousal to bees and wasps called melissophilia.
Like when it flies into the room?
Yep.
Then you get aroused, wow. Like,
listen to this one.
Have a beekeeper for a boyfriend.
Lithophilia. Lithophilia is the arousal to stone and gravel. Like this person must be horny all day because... the moment you step out, there's stones, there's gravel, and you're getting aroused by all these things. I just think that's
interesting. How do you get to that point, though?
I don't know.
I think sand is hot.
I think you've got too much money and and you've done everything else.
Okay.
You know, it's like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Now, I get how you can get pleasure from light. I repeat, light strangling, you know. I get that.
No,
but
okay.
Now...
light strangling.
Yeah, like light strangling. Now, autoerotic asphyxiation, right? It's edging. It's part of edge play. And you're getting to the point...
Where you're almost dying.
Where you're almost passing out.
Are you kidding me?
And now, because it's autoerotic, you're doing it by yourself. So there's nobody to help you or whatever. So you've got this rope around your neck, you know, tied it to your legs so that when your legs relax, you strangle yourself a little bit more. And you're naked and you're jerking off at the same time. And it's just like...
Are you kidding me?
No, it's a thing. Do you want to check the video
out? No, it's okay. I'm good.
Would you try it?
Hey?
Would you try it? Or have you tried
it? No. Look, I've jerked off enough in my life, you know, to understand that. It's kind of boring. You know, it's you want somebody there.
So wait, the moment your legs relax, you get choked just a little. So oh my goodness.
Yeah, so you choke yourself. So there's a noose around your leg.
No, I get that. Yeah.
So it's choking.
So there's a possibility of dying.
There's a high possibility. But that's the excitement. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
I would rather go on a roller coaster ride. You know,
and
just now the screw might just come loose and I'll fall off.
These things are like for people with a lot of money. Like, for instance, when I name any of these fetishes and fantasies, do you think black people?
But I mean, all these things have like very strange names anyway.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
Even phobias.
Like sucking on people's noses. Do you think like as a G, I'd be like, yo, girl.
Look at your nose.
I just want to suck on that nose, girl. Nah, I mean, come on. Autoerotic asphyxiation. Come on.
You never know.
But then you get people who BDSM. Are very... I mean, people are then very practical. Do you know what I mean? A nose is there for you to breathe, for you to take snot out of.
Yeah.
You know, ears are there for... And I mean, that's just very basic. And
yeah.
You didn't know that someone sucking on your earlobes was amazing until someone did.
Sucked on
your earlobes. That's true.
So you seem to like that kind of shit.
I do.
Oh, suck on the earlobe.
So I mean, it's. I get what you're saying, but it's. I guess it's back to being exposed to stuff and having someone who actually thinks further than the normal person, and someone who's actually willing to say. So I think I kind of like this and I want to try it.
Yeah,
would you try it with me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So many people are afraid of of having those conversations. But I think all that means is that you're with the wrong person, because if you can't open yourself up to someone,
what are you doing?
Who you're intimate with like that, then what are you doing? So I mean, all these things, some fetishes sound very basic or that's stupid, it's not, it's, that's nothing, you know, but hey, don't
knock it till you tried it.
Don't knock it till you tried it, type of thing.
Tell me, now, the weirdest thing I've heard, because you still haven't answered the weirdest question. What's the weirdest thing? Okay, I'm gonna go like in maybe ascending order.
Okay,
right. One, or number three on this list of the weirdest things that I've heard of.
Okay.
That I've seen even.
Like,
so when I started, you know, going on the internet with my friends and whatever, there was this thing. I don't know if you fellas know about it, but there's this thing called Two Girls in a Cup.
I've heard of that. I haven't had the guts to actually check it out.
So all now, the guys
two,
know what
two
it is.
Girls in a Cup.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I just have not had the, to this day, I have not had the guts.
Two Girls in a Cup. I thought that was the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life. I thought, no, it cannot get worse than this. So let me talk you through it.
Okay. Do you have to?
I really do. Please y'all do. Need to understand.
I'm really curious.
So it's, I can't remember clearly because I'm a bit traumatized and my mind's trying to block it out. But it's two girls in the video. It's two girls, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Hence two girls in a cup. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, and there's one cup, right? So they're on some lesbianics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, this is dope, lesbianics.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody grabs a cup.
Okay, because that's just the natural thing to do.
So when this girl grabs the cup, she brings it to this other girl. And this girl shits in the cup.
Oh, guys. No.
Oh, okay, and then they start rubbing shit on each other and fucking eating this shit. Oh, my God. It's so nasty. Yeah. I was going to get to that. You know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll skip number two and just go for the creme de la creme of nastiness.
I don't think I want to hear it.
Creme de la creme of nastiness. If you thought that was nasty, that is nothing. Okay. Second nasty. Some number two, right, that I think is like, oh my God, this is clearly just for rich people. Necrophilia. Yeah. Having sex with corpses.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
That's just like, what the hell is wrong with
freaky.
You? You know what I mean? And are these corpses frozen? What's going on? Are you having sex with a frozen person?
Are they fresh?
You know, are they fresh? Do you run around killing people so you can have sex with them? Do you know what I mean?
But what I don't get about a lot of these fetishes, they're very rapey, right? Because... What are you doing with a dead person?
Dude.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is that? Mm. Really, what is that? Mm. You know? So, ooh, that's a little tricky. But I mean, I think a lot of the things that people deem normal lately, I think are weird. So,
okay.
That's why I don't have... Maybe mung jumping. Explain what mung jumping is.
Okay,
that for
so
me,
ladies and gentlemen,
is not even weird. That
this is for sensitive listeners only.
And that everything else hasn't been.
No, everything else has been light. This is like real fucked up shit, right? So now, there's this thing called mung jumping.
Yeah.
Right. A friend of mine put me onto this, and when I say put me onto this, he told me about it.
Yeah. So yeah,
I
just
never
kind of
tried
right
it.
That.
You know. So he put me onto this. Stefan, shout out to you. And once again, look, you know, Stefan Hamsch, German dude. He put me onto this, right? And he's like, bro, do you know what mung jumping is? You know, we're a little stoned at the time. You know, so he's like, oh, then I'm like, nah, fuck, what the hell is mung jumping? Now, mung jumping is the act of finding a recently deceased body at a graveyard. Digging it up, right? Now, when one of your friends is eating it out, as in, you know, scuba diving,
going down
mm-hmm. on this corpse,
mm-hmm.
because it's still in rigor mortis and they're still bloated with filled with liquids and stuff.
And now it's not as frozen as it would
out
of the morgue.
It's disgusting. It stinks. It's decomposing.
Yeah.
Then your mate will jump on the belly of this corpse so that all the juices from inside come out of the orifices of this corpse. That's a sexual thing that people do.
Yeah, look, I think you have to have so much time on your hands to even think that up, okay? Yeah.
And you're going to a graveyard, guys. You're going to dig up a body. Like, the logistics.
There's so
of this
many.
Thing.
Yeah, there's, yeah, you could turn back at any point and go. Actually, this is not such a good
idea. It's not a mistake. Like, I really don't care how drunk you are, how high you are. Ooh. There's so much logistics to it. Ooh. You need to remember to pack the shovels. dog. Do you have the shovels?
Yeah,
dog, I got the shovels. They're in the boot. Okay, cool. You got your boots? Yeah, I got my boots.
Then you need to know which grave.
Flashlights, doggy. Yeah, I got the flashlights. Okay. Let's go through the obituary now.
Yeah.
Who was buried last week?
And in Nambabani. Where are they buried?
You know what I mean?
And then you go hopefully find they haven't put a tombstone on there.
Exactly. And then you have to dig this poor
yeah, logistically,
out.
It's yeah, and you'd
it's not a mistake, guys, and no, and it's not like, oh no, I'm doing this once. No, because I mean, it's labor intensive, you know, and
yeah, digging 6 feet,
yeah, come
and
on,
then
guys.
Opening a coffin, and then taking a dead limp body
out of a coffin. It's just
come on, guys.
Yeah, so we've got some we're playing voice note roulette today. We've got one of our listeners giving us a voice note about the topic today. I'm guessing he's anonymous or she's anonymous. Let's hear it out.
Yo, what's up? This is Asanda, and I'm tuned into my favorite show right now. And I just like to let you guys know my favorite fetish or fantasy is group sex, OG, threesome, whatever you call it. But I've had this fantasy of always wanting to make a girl satisfied and stuff.
Group sex.
And I realized girls actually love having sexual intercourse with two guys at the same time.
Yeah, so that's interesting. This guy says girls like having sex with more than one guy at a time. Ladies, Vanessa, don't go away. Hey? What do you think?
No, listen, I love giving my attention to one person at a time. So it doesn't necessarily go out to everybody. Sure. But I mean, that sounds interesting. The thing is, I just don't know the logistics of all of that. You know what I mean? Like, what position are you in? It just seems like a lot for me.
Yeah.
To even try and... look, I think sex is already weird, Jay, as a thing.
Yeah.
And then you are bringing...
Yeah. Even more people.
And I think you're at your most vulnerable. I mean, you're naked. Mm. You're, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So you wouldn't try group sex?
No.
You wouldn't try like a devil's three-way?
No. That's two guys, right?
Yeah, that's two
guys. No, because where's the other thing going?
I don't know. Like no. DP.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Hey, you wouldn't try it.
That's disturbing.
Can I just concentrate on one person and make sure that you are happy?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. No, guys. No. But I mean, to each his own.
Yep.
Hey, I said try anything at least once, but not everything for me. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's do another voice note roulette.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hi, guys. So I'm going to remain anonymous, of course.
Thank you.
But... my take on sexual fantasies or fetishes is, okay, first of all, as a black woman, it's very hard to find a man that's very spontaneous. But nonetheless, I wouldn't say that my sexual fantasy includes, like, your BDSMs and all that nonsense. But my sexual fantasy is a heightened orgasm, like, the best... orgasm you could possibly experience. That is my sexual fantasy.
That's very interesting. So clearly what that listener right there is not finding the right type of guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Because in my book, it looks like guys are the ones who are more
out there.
You know, guys seem like they explore more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, guys, a lot of guys actually say, and I mean, guys, you can attest to this in the studio. Maybe let us hear your thoughts. A lot of guys say things that they know sexually, they've been taught by girls. Like girls are the ones to introduce...
definitely
things.
Such to them.
Zolani's saying
for me,
no.
Yeah.
So Zolani is the one to introduce. Hey.
For realsies, I'm like, yeah, definitely. I feel like I've been introduced to almost everything
by a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I didn't see it in porn, you know, I think yeah, it's like. Oh, what is
but
this?
I can see how that works because it's easier to, and don't get me wrong, and don't catch feelings, guys, when I say this, but guys have an easier time getting off. For the thing is for you guys it's very physical, whereas for girls it's first mental and yeah. then it moves from there, you know. So yeah. it takes longer, and which is why last week I read a meme or I read a tweet, and this guy wrote, if girls could only fall pregnant after having an orgasm, there'd be 8 people in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and because it's just that much harder for
and
girls
they'd all be my babies.
Wow. It's just that much harder for girls to get off. So, I mean, that's the reason I say
yeah,
that.
Okay. That's true.
Okay, should we you do know. Another voice note quick?
Yeah, let's do another voice note. We never know what's coming.
My sexual fantasy is getting arrested by a sexy cop, because I like men in uniform, and then literally going to a jail cell while jail cell and having sex there, where anybody could walk in at any time.
Yes.
That's like the excitement, the thrill of it.
Yeah.
And also using like handcuffs and things like that. That
wow.
So that is my sexual fantasy.
So clearly this person, firstly, has never been arrested, because jail cells stink.
But then again, it's a fantasy. It goes back to what you were saying about what you thought porn was, right?
Because
it's like, in our heads, everything works out. It's like how people think that having sex in a shower is so amazing, because in the movies, the water falls on you in the right place, and, you know,
steam
everything.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like it's all so pretty.
Yeah.
Until you actually try it, and then you almost die because you slipped. And
then it's not so cool anymore,
you know?
That's true.
So,
just like having it on the roof. Like,
what?
Whoa.
No, I'm just saying.
Tell us some more. What happened
saying
on the roof?
The technicality of having it on the roof. Like,
how did you even get there? Like, I'm just like,
that's what I'm thinking.
The logistics of that is like monk jumping.
Yeah.
Hang on, babe.
Wait.
We need to get a ladder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because let's be realistic about this. A lot of people's houses are like the proper roofs that are like triangles,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
It's not even there.
So how
like
can you
do it? Like the flat roofs. So one, you have to climb up. And then you have to find a spot where you are gripping just enough so you're not falling off on your own. And then you have to add motion to the entire thing.
Yo.
I don't know, guys. No.
Yo.
Are we trying to die for a high? I'm just saying.
That's a fantasy, though.
But this is what I'm saying. It's like sex at some stage. It's like, yo, are we doing it in the bedroom again, on the bed? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, we've done this before.
Exactly. How about do it on
it's
the
like
kitchen
a high.
Counter?
I would assume drug addicts feel the same way.
I think a lot of our fetishes and fantasies are evoked by movies, right?
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Because we watch all these movies.
Yeah,
and this is why girls all have
sex.
The same idea of what love is. And if
he buys you flowers, this is
what love is or whatever.
That time you're allergic.
So, yeah, that time you can't stand them. Like, girls, just be real with yourselves, okay? But also, I'm like, the kitchen thing. We just saw that in one movie, and we were all like, oh, God, I want to do it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
With the refrigerator.
Or on a washing machine. I've tried
on
that
the washing
shit.
Machine.
It really doesn't do anything.
It doesn't work.
Have you
no,
tried?
It doesn't.
I've tried
maybe
that washing machine
Maybe you
stuff.
Guys have
I've
the
also
wrong
tried
washing
it.
Machine.
Yeah, maybe. Because my washing machine is like quiet and shit. And it's just, it just washes.
No. Maybe clothes. It's like the old school. Yeah, because you have those light motion.
Yeah. I don't want to be woken up by my washing machine.
Yeah.
You know, so
people who used to do it on the washing machine have those washing machines that look that sound like there's someone dying in there trying to get out. You know what I mean? And maybe that's the kind of machine that you need. Yeah, a tumble dryer.
Tumble dryer, like old school tumble dryer.
Yeah. Where it's like someone is knocking and saying, let me out. You know,
you need one
of those. But I mean, a lot of our fetishes are from movies. Mm. Like, I don't get what the kitchen fascination is.
No,
honestly,
it's rubbish. It's just like the having
because
sex
number
in the
one
bath thing.
Yeah,
rubbish,
and also because
out.
The kitchen tiles are really cold. What, like Mina? For me, I really think about all these things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Tiles are cold, and then it takes a while to
tiles.
Warm up.
Then you hit a cold spot on the tile. Like, so now it's like warm here, and then you move around just once and you hit a cold spot, and it's just a mess. Let's hit another voice note. Guys, thank you for the voice notes. Keep them coming.
Yeah, they're actually so cool.
They're so much fun. You guys are nasty.
So let me see. Hey, I'm freaky, hey? Like a lot.
I like being tied up, fucked upside down until I want to puke. That's when I'm like legit satisfied. And then I like being blindfolded. It's like the fear of the unknown. Hey, you don't know when they'll stroke or if they want to stick a finger up your ass or anything. I'm just kinky like that, I guess.
She kinky as
that. In your booty hole. What a boy.
So I was with you until you wanted to puke.
Yeah. So now you see, like things like this. Maybe for me, I'm a bit lazy, I think. Because this girl, you know, she sounds kinky and everything, you know, like she said. And
she's a freak.
Yeah.
And she owns it. And I love
in my
her.
Head, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I want a freak.
Yeah.
But then she's like, fuck me upside down. And I'm like,
Well, how are we upside down?
How, Sway?
I'm thinking.
You ain't got the answer, Sway.
Yeah, I'm thinking Spider-Man kissing, what's her face, upside
that
down.
Chick,
that says, unless you've got.
She's like upside webs. Down. And I'm like, how's this going to work?
But
and
I mean,
what happens if she actually does throw up, right? Like,
then we're like, then we have to stop.
Who gonna clean this shit up?
Who gonna clean it up?
Who gonna clean this shit up? You know what I mean? Now you're throwing up and shit, and like I got a carpet in my room, right? And you just threw up on my carpet. But shout out, you know, thank you very much. Just DM me, girls, at @andilekunene. Do the damn thing.
Oh wow!
But it's creepy what people want, and you know, maybe I'm a voicist, if that's a thing. But that sounds like a black woman.
A voicist.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing. Yeah, maybe it's a thing. You know, but yeah, I definitely think we are more open to trying out all these things.
Yeah, like I said, to each his own, and I think we all have to really explore our own sexual fantasies. But again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, that we need to actually then go out there and have the conversations. Otherwise, how do you know? And do you always just have this fantasy and then it never happens? There's no fun in that. So tell your partner, and if they can't make it happen, then you're with the wrong person.
Yeah. And if they're scared to make it happen as well.
If they're scared to make it happen. Yeah, but I guess it can be very intimidating.
Especially if I'm in, if I've committed myself to you and I'm like, babe. Me and you, we're doing this thing long haul. We're vibing for the rest of, you know.
Yeah.
You got to keep it interesting. Because otherwise.
For some people, missionary is as interesting as it gets.
Wow. Yeah,
what people are those?
So boring.
No, listen, I'm just saying, Uti, there's people who are
missionaries, eh? Missionaries like that missionary. But I'm like, it's just a little, it's just a little weak for me. Missionary, I mean, come on. What are we doing? Are we in the Stone Age here? Hey? We've got internet, guys. Use it. Hey, yeah, definitely.
Hey everybody, so we're back.
That's what's up.
So sexual fantasies. We're really enjoying your voice notes and hearing what everyone out there likes. It's really quite interesting. Ntozo, do you want to share any fantasies with us? I mean,
I kind of feel like you have to be really super fit for like fantasies, right?
Not necessarily.
Not really. You don't have to.
Oh, yes. Tell us some more.
Tell us, except the roof thing, because the roof thing, number one, you're going to come back and you have no leg.
Guys, it was just a fantasy. Not to say that I wanted to try it. I don't want to try it. I'm just saying.
It's one of those things. It's a what if.
Exactly.
Just, you know what? Go to a rooftop where it's flat.
Like flat roof.
Like a proper, like.
Yeah. Like sand
and
rooftop.
And lay a blanket.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
You're worried about getting dirty?
Yeah, bro.
Are you hearing these voice notes that are coming through here? People want to puke. Up.
I know, right? Hey? This puking thing, I shame.
Hey, don't knock it till you tried it.
No, I don't think puking is a.
Listen, puking hurts. Okay,
it's so.
But maybe it doesn't when you're having sex.
No, it comes out of the. So, it hurts. Okay,
I don't know. Have you tried it?
I've puked.
Okay. Yeah, no, you haven't puked while having sex.
Okay,
and while upside down, have you ever pooped upside down? Maybe if you've puked upside down, you know.
Ask people who've been on roller coasters who have puked upside down. Ask them how that feels. And I'm sure it's a similar kind of feeling. I mean, it's adrenaline. Because what gets people off is adrenaline. Do you know what I mean? With everything that we've counted today, even the mung jumping rubbish that we've just heard, is people, the mere thought of almost getting caught is
having
what gets
you. Body.
You know what I mean? But the dead body part, I don't know. Go have sex in a cemetery. You are in the cemetery, not because you are digging anyone up.
Because
what is that? But I mean, outside of that, it's the adrenaline, you know? And as an adrenaline junkie myself, I get that side of it. Mm-hmm. I just like roller coasters and bungee jumping and that kind of adrenaline.
Yeah.
Not puking and...
Jail cells.
But I get the appeal of a jail cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you know what it is, it's just having someone almost walk in. It's that thing. A jail cell. Anyone can walk in from any angle, and it's open everywhere, and you won't hide yourself with a bar. Do you know what I mean? Like with a pole. So, the excitement
getting
of
caught
that is getting caught. Mm. A lot of these things are getting caught. So what does that
like
tell you? Everyone wants
whatever,
to be a porn star. Everyone wants to be seen
in
one way or another.
In that list of the top five, actually, number five on the list is voyeurism.
Really?
Yeah. People want to be watched having sex. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, yo, how? I don't know. But I guess I would like to be watched my damn self.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's that far out, you know.
This thing is like dancing.
Is it like dancing?
Yeah,
tell
guys.
Us some more.
Like on stage,
I want to know
like
some
on
more.
Stage, being on the spotlight. Why you want? Okay, I personally don't want to be watched. I prefer it just being me and that person.
Yeah.
And me just taking out all my dance moves on this person and just showing them. How I get down, you know?
Yeah.
I asked on stage because there's a different type. You know when you're dancing for yourself in your room, ne?
Yeah.
And you're just like giving it all that like confidence. Yeah. Mm. And you're just there, man. Mm. And well, at least in my head, I can't dance to save my life, guys. Like I've got two left feet. But in my head I can dance. You know, I'm that girl when a song comes on and I'm sitting down, yes, you're gonna say, please stand up because you know?
Yeah.
And when I'm alone, hey, I bust a move because ain't nobody there gonna judge me.
Sure.
Is the voyeurism thing like that where it's like you're in your head, you're like this, you know, you're this person.
Because
like as we were saying before, sex is not glamorous, okay?
Yeah.
You know soapies back in the day.
Mm.
These people would be on top of each other, ne?
Yeah.
Missionary because they don't show you anything else on TV. And this is why people think there's only one position. Anyway, on TV, they missionary.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, they flip over. And yet when they flip over, everything still makes sense.
Sure.
That's a lie.
Sure.
Like,
don't watch TV to learn about sex.
Like, but that's what I'm saying is that.
Yeah.
So in your head, when you want to be watched, you're thinking, this is how it's going to look.
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know what they look like even when they kiss. Until they kiss on camera. And then it's like.
You know, I always wonder
why
if
are you
could
eating
kiss or not.
That person?
Did you do the thing where you were kissing your hand?
No.
How did you practice how to kiss?
I didn't. I just knew I was good.
Hey, did you do that thing?
I did that shit.
Did you?
I did at the point. I tried that shit, that whole...
On your...
Kiss your wrist, just test, like, if you're good enough.
Yeah.
And you thought you were good? Did your wrist tell you were good?
No. The honey told me I was good next time.
When was your first kiss, sir?
Grade 5, 6?
Grade 5, 6,
okay. This is Lums.
Whoa.
Like,
yeah, see, Lums. I was such a late bloomer.
Yeah.
I had my first kiss at late high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you came with experience.
So I just read a statistic. A stat.
A stat.
I read a stat.
In the beginning.
Saying that in Europe, the average age to lose your virginity is 12 years old.
No.
Whoa.
That is
creepy.
When I was 12, I was still touching on Teletubbies.
At 12 years old, generally, everybody has lost their virginity.
That's interesting.
Europe. It's really
crazy.
That
is sad.
Is it sad?
It's sad, guys.
Look, people
childhood.
Were having babies
you
at 14,
still enjoy
man.
Your childhood. At 12, what was I doing at 12? I was just enjoying being
But I mean,
kid.
When you think about it, think about
nowadays.
It back in the day. I mean, my grandmother was married at 14.
Listen to that.
And this is like my grandmother, guys, like my dad's mother. Not yeah. my dad's father's mother, sister's brother's uncle, yeah, cousin yeah, yeah. from my dad's. You know what I mean? It's yeah. not that far off. It's yeah. here. Yeah. So I mean, back in the day, people were getting married
sure.
younger. And let's not kid ourselves and say if you're not married, you're not having sex.
Sure. Sure.
Lies
sure.
you tell.
So, so it's just that people don't necessarily share these things. And the reason why we're able to have more and more conversations like this is because of what the internet has done for us.
Yeah.
And that there's actually people who are not afraid anymore to go, ah.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Actually. And to actually use themselves as examples. Do you know what I mean? Okay. So, it sounds scary because in your head you've been told that you only become an adult at a certain age, and adulting comes with sex, it comes with a salary, it comes with money, it comes with the boy that buys you flowers,
lies,
that's going to propose to you on a rooftop,
we just got
then have sex
note.
On the rooftop.
let's check out this voice note. Oh man, I'm loving our views.
My fetish is it's bondage. It's more to do with being dominating to the person you're with. I think it's a control thing, deciding when to be affectionate, when to kiss, when to lick, when to do whatever. Just the idea of teasing on its own, it does something to me, you know.
Listen to that.
I also find the idea of having sex in a public space.
There it is again.
Yeah,
a bit of
public
a
space.
Thing for me in terms of the idea of being caught, you know, public toilets,
nice.
The lift, somebody's house, TV room while people are outside, you know.
Wow, TV room while
people might find it disgusting that, ooh, you had the spark. But I think the greatest turn on about it is the idea that somebody could actually get catch you guys out doing it, you know. So yeah.
That laugh at the end.
Baby girls.
But this is exactly what I was saying.
It's the fear of getting caught.
And it's not the fear.
Well, it creates this whole adrenaline thing.
That's it.
And maybe makes you feel.
But wow, that's a new one for me. Having in the TV room while people are right outside.
I can
see. I've done that.
Huh?
I have. At a party.
Okay. There we go.
Good time.
There we go.
Good time.
Okay.
But
you think you know it. Okay.
Power to you. Hey. But you know what's the pervasive thought here that I'm seeing through all these voice notes? Apart from that one lady that wants to throw up. Everybody's just... They're really just on the edge. It's nothing like out there. Nobody's
it's
talking about
man jumping.
How I want to get strangled or
have
or,
a cup.
Or
have a cup.
Or have a cup. Or what's this, being spanked with a whip or whatever. Mm. You know, and it I think maybe all of these people are just, you know, new to the game, maybe.
You think so? Or maybe like
I don't know.
Also if you grew up and your parents beat the hell out of you when you were young,
yeah,
I don't think
you
you'll associate with a whip and a partner. Do you know what I mean? Because you might just turn around and kill the person.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would
painful.
Think that would be your cup of tea, you know? So I guess it also depends on how you've been socialized. And if you didn't get enough spankings as a child, a spanking for you then is a you know?
Yeah.
And there's a difference between punishment and being spanked. And there's a difference between being spanked by a partner and being spanked by your mom.
I hope so. I've been slapped during sex once.
Oh, wow. Okay. That was great.
Yo, it was fantastic.
Wow.
Yes, it was. I was like, what the hell is this?
And
she's like, shut the fuck up. Right? She told me straight up. She's just like, shut the fuck up. Yo, and I was like, oh, God. Okay, sorry. I'm going to keep quiet. It was dope.
Okay.
But then there's like weirdness, like... golden showers, right? That's some R. Kelly shit.
Golden showers.
Yeah, golden showers is like when people enjoy being peed on.
Okay.
Wow.
Hence the name. Okay, I completely get it now.
It's like,
And I listen, I get the whole pee's clean, yeah, and actually really pee's cleaner than water. And I mean, I people say that. I don't know how water. I don't know about cleaner than water, but yeah, they say if you're stuck, I mean, Bear Grylls would attest to this and say if you're stuck in the desert,
drink you can
drink,
pee.
Yeah, drink your own pee. Nah, I am not peeing in a cup.
Yeah,
I'm drinking my own pee.
You know,
it's disgusting.
I will find a coconut somewhere.
Bear Grylls is crazy.
But I mean, even though I have that information, no.
Yeah. You don't think so?
Keep your pee inside you or in the toilet. Thank you.
Nah. Do you guys know what bukkake is?
Hey? I think it's got some.
Come tell us though, what bukkake is. Hey?
Bukkake.
Bukkake.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that sounds very Panic Mechanic-y. There's a song in Panic Mechanic-y. Bukkake. Yeah, when he's driving to Shimba Valley.
Yo, so just tell us in your expert knowledge what bukkake is.
Yeah, that's a group of men or sometimes women, depending, but with one individual, right?
Yeah.
That they usually, you know, spray with champagne showers over and over again. That's like 50 niggas or one person.
They're getting jizzed on.
Yeah, that's champagne
showers. Champagne showers, because they almost the same color. Golden showers. Champagne, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking everyone's peeing on you.
No. It's bukkake, so it's like heavy, heavy facials. Like,
that must be very good for the skin, though.
It
must be great for skin. Yeah,
they've got what?
It's a smooth skin.
Yeah, all these people that get super cum shots on their faces.
You know, there's a product out there that's actually made out of cum.
Really?
Yeah, horse it's cum. Very expensive. It's very horse cum. It's not horse.
What is it?
Is it not human?
No, it's animal cum.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because horses cum, yo. I've seen these bestiality. You've seen bestiality on the internet?
Yeah.
Yo, yuck, these horses, man. they bust a load of them.
But anyway, yeah, they have a product out there. It's actually very expensive.
Yeah.
But it does wonders for your skin.
Okay.
Because, I mean, of all the...
Throw some cum on your face.
Makes a freaking human being. So, I mean... Yeah.
It must be good for you somewhere.
It must be good for you.
You know. You know, but so I mean,
no thanks. Solid. What do you call them? Champagne showers? What?
Yeah, bukkake. Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. No, enemy 100 million bukkake just around me. Just. No thanks.
Do you know what the well, it's not the weirdest, because I mean, after mung jumping, what's weird? But there's this thing that I've heard of that gets done in like boarding school, like guys boarding school. Mm-hmm. It's like a form of initiation.
Okay.
So first years at a guy's boarding school, what they do is they play this game called Soggy Biscuit. So let me break it down for you. So what they do is that they put a tennis biscuit on the ground or whatever, and then there's 10 G's just jerking off.
Why? Right?
And then you have to jizz on the tennis biscuit. And the last one to jizz has to eat the biscuit.
Oh, flip, man.
So that is nasty. Don't send your kids to boarding school, children. That's what happens.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, it's a thing. It's a thing. Boy schools.
So if you are like
boy school, boarding school,
an early,
because I did not go to boarding school, guys.
You are lucky in the sense.
If you, if you're like an early ejaculator, you're the man. You just like,
because it's like, oh,
not real quick.
I did not.
I ain't gotta eat the biscuit. So you just out there, just you know, gotta get
who
it out real quick.
Who thinks these things up though?
I don't know. It's like, hey,
boys.
Yeah, it's just like
for the boys.
Nastiness. It's for the boys. Just eating soggy biscuits.
Do we still have some voice notes? I'm very interested to hear in what people find. Amazing.
Yeah, sexually.
Do you guys ever do foreplay before?
Of course, it's a must.
You don't have to.
What?
Oh yeah, it's a must.
Guys,
this coming from
fuck
a girl.
Around and bust too quick.
You don't have to though.
Yo.
Really? What? Okay. Yeah, tell us more.
No, I'm just saying, if the girl is already turned on and just like, you know, calling your sex buddy. Dude.
But then the thing is, that means the foreplay happened beforehand. It just didn't happen between. But it's needed. You need some sort of preparation, right?
Just kissing.
See, wow. Unfortunately for people like me, I got like a broken finger, so foreplay is mandatory. I tell you. Like, it's mandatory. Without my finger, there wouldn't be any foreplay. I wouldn't do any foreplay.
What's so special about your finger?
It's broken.
Whoa!
Man, you got like an exercise finger.
That's
what
right.
What is wrong with it?
I went to the doctor, they just checked, there's nothing wrong, I can still use it. So
there's no pain in that.
That's hella interesting.
Okay.
Foreplay.
I think we're going to take a picture of Zolani's
We're going to post it on Twitter. You must
finger.
People be touching themselves with my finger. No, thank you. My finger be killing you off with this.
Yeah, I read a tweet talking about if you jerk off, right, about somebody you know,
yeah,
and you haven't told them, it's like a form of rape, right? Wow. But it's like telepathic rape.
Wow.
Yeah. And they can feel it somewhere, even if they don't know. But they know that you just jerked off in their name. And they lose energy.
Yeah.
So moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is that talk to your partners. You know.
But it's, I think it would just be plain weird where someone goes, you know, I jerk off to you, right?
Okay. You think so?
Yeah, that would be weird.
You know, if a girl told me that she masturbates while she's thinking about me, I'd feel, you know.
You'd feel like yeah.
Because you're a man.
Yes.
It's different lady. For
yeah,
a girl.
No thanks, Mina. Don't tell me that. Anyway. Guys, it's been an amazing show. Thank you so much for all your voice notes. I think I am, you learn something new every day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Things like this, we should be learning
a lot.
yeah, I think it's very interesting. Let's have more conversations, guys. I think next time, let's even get one of you in studio. And hey, let's like really go deep into these conversations.
Stuff,
yeah, let's unpack all of this.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. This is AK Half Man, Half Amazing, Cool as Ice, Twice as Nice.
What's your name?
Yeah, Angelo Kunene.
What's it? AK. Oh, sorry.
I'm trying something new. AK.
My name is Nolutando Nkosi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Big thighs, save lives.
This is CliffCentral.com.